Grace and mercy and peace be unto you from God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate Pentecost. This is the day that the ascended Lord Jesus sent out his Holy Spirit upon the church so that the people could believe in the saving gospel. He sent the Spirit so that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord would be saved. In our gospel today, Jesus calls the Holy Spirit. He calls him the Helper, and he calls him the Spirit of Truth. And we're going to be looking at this three to fourfold work of the Holy Spirit today. What the Helper, the Spirit of the Truth, is to do for us. Jesus said, "And when the Helper, the Spirit of the Truth, comes, he will convict the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged." So this is what Jesus said concerning the Holy Spirit. Now we're going to go back and we're going to break this down. And by the Holy Spirit's guidance, we will understand the words that Jesus spoke to us. The first work that Jesus describes is that he will convict the world concerning sin because they do not believe in me. Jesus is saying that the first job of the Holy Spirit is to convince us that we are sinners. Now you might think, I don't need any convincing of this. You could chuckle there if you wanted. You might think you don't need any convincing about this. But when we think this, we are wrong. We do need convincing. You see, we are always trying to explain to others why our sins aren't actually sins. When somebody accuses us of something, our first response is usually not, "Oh, thanks for pointing that out. Thanks for pointing out where I need to ask you for forgiveness." No, our first response is usually either defending ourselves or asking, "Well, who are you to judge me?" We usually try to explain why our sins aren't actually sins at all. Full disclosure, when I get confronted, I usually get defensive. When I get defensive when somebody tries to convince me that I'm doing something wrong, I tend to go into this mode. I share with them that they have no idea how hard I've been working. I either vocalize it or just think it, is, "What about you? You aren't working as hard as me, and I know your sins, they're just as bad or worse than mine." I say things or think things like, "Me, what about you? I've done all of these good things, and you want to point out this one bad thing? What good things have you done? And the bad things that you do, they're just as bad or worse than the stuff I'm doing." Now, this type of defensiveness is not good, and I always have to go back and ask forgiveness for this. It does not accomplish anything, and it puts a wedge between me, between us, and the people that are accusing us. The other thing it does, when it's God's word that's pointing out our sin, and we try to defend ourselves, it puts a wedge between us and God. The world, even us, we don't want to believe that we sinned against God. And therefore, we defend ourselves to him, the same way that I defend myself to you. The Holy Spirit, through God's Word, particularly through the Ten Commandments, lets me know, and all of us, that we are sinners. And this is important. It's important to understand that you are a sinner, because you are. The Holy Spirit lets me know that there is no excuse for my sin. He lets me know the truth that the wages of my sin is death. He also lets me know through His Word that I was conceived in sin, and I was born as a condemned person. The law condemns me. It does. I know this because the Holy Spirit reveals it through His Word. But here's the thing. The Holy Spirit is not sent to condemn me. He is sent to help me understand that I'm already condemned. The law has already condemned me. The Holy Spirit is saying, this law is true. And where you match up to it, here's the truth of that. In other words, He's shining a light on my situation. The fact is, I am in a burning house. I am drowning out to sea. I am stuck in the middle of a desert. I am dead in my trespasses. And I am just like the bones that Ezekiel encountered in the middle of that valley. I am nothing but dead, dry bones that Ezekiel encountered right there in the middle of the valley. And the Holy Spirit reveals this to me, not for the purpose of shaming me. That's not His purpose. He reveals this to me for the purpose of saving me. The Spirit of the Lord asked the prophet Ezekiel, son of man, can these bones live? And Ezekiel answered, Lord God, you know. Then the Spirit of the Lord said, prophesy over these bones. Say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. That amazes me, because how can dead bones hear? They can't. But God's word makes it so. O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. And through the word of God, dead bones came to life. And so it is with us. The Holy Spirit, through the word of God, convicts us of our sin so that He can bring us to life. Jesus says that the second work of the Spirit of truth is to convict the world concerning righteousness. Because I go to the Father and you will see me no longer. Remember, this is not me describing the Holy Spirit's work. This is Jesus describing the Holy Spirit's work. And this first part is to convict us of sin. The second part is to convict us of righteousness. After convicting us of our sin, the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, convicts us that our sin is paid for by Jesus' work on the cross. Have you ever felt extremely guilty? Have you ever found it hard to believe that you're forgiven for this or that thing? I know God forgives this person, but I've been told thousands of times, He can't forgive me. I have felt this way. I feel this way all the time. But the Holy Spirit, week in and week out, day in and day out, points me to the Word of God, points me to the means of grace, where I receive Jesus' work even for me. He points me to my baptism, where I remember these words. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. And before I was baptized, the Holy Spirit pointed me away from my own works, pointed me away from my own strivings toward God, to this word. Repent. Change your mind. Metanoia, that's what it means. Change your mind and be baptized. Submit. Be baptized in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far off, whom the Lord our God is calling unto himself. The Holy Spirit convinced me that Jesus' righteousness was mine through the gift of baptism. And through daily contrition and repentance, a daily being reminded of my sin, and a daily turning towards his grace, he reminds me that I remain God's child. He says, you are all sons of God through faith. For, or because, as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. The Holy Spirit convinces me that Jesus is truly with me, and he has not abandoned me when he directs me to the Word of God in the Holy Supper, where my Lord says, this is my body given for you. Jesus' body and blood received in the word of forgiveness, the word of washing, and the word in the meal convinces me that the righteousness that Jesus' death and resurrection afforded, it's for me. I do not see Jesus, but through the word in the sacraments and through the reading of the word, I know he is with me and that my sins are forgiven. Through the Spirit, I know that the mighty work of God, the same mighty work that they each heard in their own language, the mighty work of God that I heard in my own language, that is, that Jesus rose from the dead after paying for my sin. This work is for me, and I am included in all of those who call upon the name of the Lord. If you have not been baptized, or if you feel as though you are not worthy of forgiveness, the Holy Spirit's job today is to convince you that you are wrong, and that the water and the word is for you. God is calling you to the righteousness that the sinless Son of God has earned for you. And Jesus said that the third work of the Holy Spirit is to convict the world concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. Now, this is an important work for the church on earth to cherish. Here's what this work means. Have you ever felt as though the whole world is falling apart? Have you ever watched the news or checked out your Facebook feed and felt as though things keep going from worse to worse? Have you ever looked at the church and thought, there is no way that this is going to survive? You look at membership that keeps shrinking. At the synodical level, they look at tithing keeps going lower and lower. We're running out of money. Does it ever look like the devil is winning? Of course it does. Of course it does. That's the way it looks. The Holy Spirit's job is to remind us that the ruler of this world was judged. When Jesus cried out on his cross, "It is finished." Sin, death, and the power of the devil, it is defeated. And even though it looks as though all is lost, we hear God's word of promise that our deliverer is returning to bring us home to be with him. The Holy Spirit reminds us that even when it looked as though evil had won the day, as God hanged naked on a tree, the reality is that there, at that moment, God's love was shining as bright as the day. The darkness is not dark to God. Even the night's as bright as the day. The Holy Spirit points us to the resurrection and the promised day of Jesus' return. He reminds us that we are all children of the Heavenly Father and that we are, going back to Titus 3, that we are heirs. He saved us. We are heirs, having the hope of eternal life. We are not orphans. We are sons of the living God. And if God is for us, who can be against us? If even dead bones can rise from the grave, then surely nothing is beyond Jesus the Victor, who has promised us heaven. The Holy Spirit keeps this truth before our eyes. I believe in things seen and unseen. And this leads us to the fourth and final work of the Holy Spirit, which is actually a summary of the threefold work that we have already heard about. There's also more works in bearing fruit and things like that that we won't be talking about because it's not in the text that we have for today. Just so if you're thinking that. But this leads us to the fourth and final work of the Holy Spirit, which is actually a summary of the threefold work that you've already heard about. Jesus said, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth." Now, the interesting thing about this statement is that earlier in the same evening of Jesus' teaching, this is all on the night that he was betrayed. Earlier in that same evening, Jesus told the disciples, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And if you notice, Jesus said the Holy Spirit will lead you into not all truth. There's a definite article there. The Holy Spirit will lead you into all the truth. You see, the Holy Spirit's job is to lead you into all of Jesus. His job is to open our hearts to understand the Scriptures, to understand that we are sinners in need of a Savior. We're not independent, we're dependent on Him. He opens to us the true depths of our sin, so that we can appreciate all the more the unsearchable depth of God's grace and mercy, His love for us, which is known only in the person and work of Jesus, and received in the Word and in the sacraments. The Holy Spirit glorifies the Son, and He enlightens us to know that through it all, God is in control. He calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies us with the gospel. And he keeps us with Jesus until that day when all the dead will rise. And us and all believers in Christ will be gathered and taken home. Praise God for the Holy Spirit, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Spirit of truth. Amen.